Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
But I mean, like, if there's somebody having a baby or something, you need a doctor.
No, you just push on their stomach.
I don't think that's how you deliver babies at all.
That's how I pop my zits. Why doesn't that fucking work?
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hi, Travis.
Mr. Travis Hulse, everybody.
Hello!
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND! We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. Napier makes his triumphant return, and he has news, Travis.
News?
News indeed, my friend.
I can't wait to hear such news from
Napier. We also have the results of our presidential cinematic SmackDown challenge. I got some news tidbits for you. And I want to talk about that epic PodQuest, because they hurt my feelings.
Okay.
I hurt my feelings, Napier, and I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
But let's not waste any time. Travis, Napier informed me briefly before showtime.
Yes?
That he has a raccoon update.
The same raccoon.
Now, in case there's any new listeners out there, which there might be, there's a chance. I mean, the raccoon story... That's a long time in the making.
Yeah. Well, after last week, I'd be very surprised if any carryover happened.
Give a quick recap of the Napier raccoon saga.
Well, one day, I'm driving home from hockey, pull into my carport.
Back up.
Yep.
Before you went to hockey, what happened?
What happened, Napier?
Nothing.
Okay, continue.
Before I go to hockey... Nothing happened. Go to hockey. I assume also nothing will happen.
Right.
Get home. There's this giant fucking thing crawling its way into the attic of my house.
Spoiler alert. Was it a raccoon?
Yes.
Okay.
So for a little while, I keep trying to figure out how am I going to get it out of there. Time progresses.
And it's making a lot of noise.
It's
bothering you. It's keeping you up at night. It has different sleeping hours than you do.
Yes, and apparently the reason it was making lots of noises, it was shooting babies out of it.
Was it also trying to eat your soul?
If you look into its eyes, yeah, you can see a soul eater in there.
Okay.
I like raccoons. I think they're really cute.
Have you ever held one?
I've never encountered one, really. But when I see a picture of a raccoon,
yeah.
I say, you know what? That's cute.
They're very cute if they're sitting still, not moving, or making noise.
Or like up in a tree?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Or like holding objects in their hands, and they like mess with it with their little hands.
You should see a raccoon that feels threatened. They immediately turn from cute to Satan.
Well, don't threaten them. Okay, so you got this raccoon in your attic.
And eventually it shits out some kids.
Right, so now there's a bunch of raccoons in your attic.
And the little ones like to play.
They do.
How many were there? If you had to count, were there 19 and counting?
No. The raccoon was making some noise last night, and I kept thinking, you know what? It's 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to hit this motherfucker with a thing of bug spray.
You've had enough.
Had enough.
I thought you transported this raccoon to the countryside or something. Wasn't that the last update was... Napier caught this fucker and took it somewhere?
Yeah, he got a trap, didn't he?
Yeah, I got a trap. Didn't work.
Oh.
Did not give a shit.
Assumed dead.
Yeah. So, I get out there, and there's this raccoon next to my car, and it's got a baby with it.
Okay, so it's not in the attic.
Not in the attic.
Okay.
It's on the ground.
So, I mean, it's on your turf now. You can, I mean, if it's up in the attic, it's staying up there forever.
Yeah.
Because you're not going up in the attic.
No.
I know you to be a man who will never go into the attic.
No, never.
That's not something that you're ever going to do.
Will you come out of the closet?
If I was in a closet, I would let you know, good sir. You'd be the first one.
So the raccoon is out by your car.
Yep.
And
with the baby.
It's holding the baby?
No, its baby's kind of walking next to it.
Walking next to it.
Mike, can I interrupt the story for a minute?
Please do.
I just want to give a really quick shout-out to Law Trades, lawtrades.com. Follow them at Law Trades on Twitter.
Thanks.
So, raccoon is next to my car, and I think, okay, this is my shot. This is my opportunity to get this thing away from the house. And what I do is, next to my door, there's a thing of charcoal. So I start throwing charcoal briquettes at it. And of course,
because that's what was near you.
Yeah, that was near me.
Before you continue, that's like kryptonite to
before
raccoons.
You continue,
yeah,
I would also like to give a shout out to the Hot Butter Podcast, which I believe you could probably find at hotbutterpodcast.com, right? That's something that you could do, right?
I assume.
Yeah, or just Google Hot Butter Podcast. It's probably there.
Excellent.
Okay, continue.
So I'm hooking these charcoal briquettes at this raccoon and its kid. Never hit it once. Not even
close.
Did
you scare it, though?
No. Like it actually started coming near me. Like, it started, like, walking towards me slowly. And I kept hucking these charcoal briquettes at it. I didn't even come close to this little fucker.
Did you hit your car?
Yeah. I hit my car quite a few times.
It's bad.
Yeah. So eventually I say, okay, fuck this, and I shoot some bug spray at it. Like there was this hornet and wasp killer next to my door.
See, like now when you look at the bug spray, there's probably pictures of like hornets and bees and wasps and mosquitoes maybe?
No,
mosquitoes,
just
flies maybe?
Just the bee varieties.
Not a picture of a little raccoon.
Nope.
Okay, keep going.
Well, it wouldn't do anything to the raccoon, but I shot the stuff at it. Also missed it with the bug spray. So this thing is... Like, when I missed it, it went to where the ground was that I hit, and it started smelling it, and then it kind of, like, backed off after it smelled what I shot at it.
Yeah.
Eventually, I call for Amanda to come and help me, and she brings out this broom and starts swinging at it. She never hits it either.
She swinging the broom at the raccoon.
Yeah. Amanda, these charcoal briquettes and wasp spray are not working on this raccoon.
So, eventually...
Travis, I forgot to tell you my favorite part of the Napier moving story from a couple weeks ago.
What is it?
When we were moving stuff into Napier's house, there was a bee. And you know Napier is terrified of bees.
Mm-hmm.
And so Napier ran from the bee and called his wife to go kill the bee for him. Because, you know, he was afraid of the bee. And she demanded that he go in the house to go get her bee-killing snow shovel. So Napier runs in the house to go find the bee-killing snow shovel. And she's spraying the bee. And then the bee's dead. I mean, she sprayed like a half a can of bee spray on the bee. And Napier comes running out with the snow shovel. Get it! Get it! And the bee's already dead. I mean, the bee's long dead. It had a whole can of spray on him. So okay. So now you're chasing the raccoon with a broom. By the way, the Salty Language Podcast just celebrated their 200th episode. So congratulations to them. Shout out to the Salty Language Podcast. Salty Language.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So Amanda chases it, and it goes underneath my car, and she keeps tapping it where it's going to be at. Then it just wanders over to the other side of the car. She'll tap that side, wanders over to the other side of the car. And the entire time she's doing this, I'm hucking charcoal briquettes under my car to try to hit the raccoon. Also, never hit the raccoon. Not even close.
Did you ever think about pitting your two natural enemies against each other?
Bees and raccoons?
Yeah.
Now they seem to work with each other. So eventually... Amanda goes inside the
house. How would you do that, Travis? How would you pit them against each other?
Well, I think you'd have to spend a handful of months learning how to be a beekeeper, and then you'd have to learn how to train bees to attack four-legged creatures. And then also to teach raccoons that they should confront hundreds of bees so they can, you know, just fight it out. I think it'd probably be an intricate process, but I think you could pull it off.
Or spray the raccoon with honey.
We have quite a good turnout in chat. Thank you, guys. Benny from Podcheese. Shout out to Podcheese. Also, the Guitar Beast from the Furnacast and Anchor from Unfit for FM. Unfit for FM live Wednesday nights on unfitforfm.com. So be sure to check them out. Shout out to Unfit for FM. Travis, you got any?
I just want to give a big shout out to Bad Flicks. It's @bad_flicks on Twitter. I think they just go ahead and take a look at all of the movies you love to hate, so you don't have to.
I would also like to shout out Unfit for FM because I need to acknowledge our betters.
We're not doubling up shout outs. I already did Unfit for FM.
Come shout out for,
come up with
for
your
thing.
Own goddamn shout out, Napier.
I already did.
Okay. So continue on. So I mean, did they flee?
Eventually, after Amanda went inside the house to get the baseball bat, they ran away. They ran to a sewer that
How do you know they ran away?
I watched them run away.
They ran away to a nearby sewer.
Yeah.
To return tonight, probably.
No, they can't. I have a wire mesh that I put up, and then,
Where?
Above where they were getting in. There's a wire mesh.
Where they're getting into your house.
Yes.
But they weren't in your house. They were out by your car talking shit.
There's a story behind that.
Okay.
I put up this wire mesh because Amanda went upside into the attic and she looked around and we didn't see a raccoon. We thought like he had left for the night. So this thing's obviously gone.
But and did she take her bee killing shovel?
No, I stuck her in my hockey helmet. So that it would protect her face from the raccoon.
So she went up in the attic with your hockey helmet on.
Yeah. And
okay.
And a flashlight.
That's smart. Right. Gloves?
Yeah, gloves too.
Good, 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 good.
So, yeah.
Shout out to the Phenomena Enema podcast.
Excellent show.
Yeah, check them out.
So I put this wire mesh up there, and then eventually we realized, oh, fuck, we trapped the raccoon up in our attic. It wasn't gone.
Right.
So we had to...
So you put the wire mesh up to keep the raccoon out, but he was already in.
Yeah.
Right.
So we just shut the door on him. So instead of, like, starving him to death or having him die of dehydration, we opened it up thinking that, oh, well, after a few days of not having any food or water, he won't come back. Well, we were wrong, and he came back after we had taken down the mesh. Well, after he got shooed down into the sewer... we put the mesh back up.
Okay.
So
I mean, is there a chance, a small chance,
yeah,
that maybe that wasn't even your attic raccoon, that was like his friend, that was like coming over to hang out in this cool attic that he found?
That brought his kid with him?
Yeah. I mean, it was a play date.
No.
There's like, no chance.
No family chance. Friendly guy.
There's not Come a on, chance in hell. That was a different raccoon.
Nope.
There's only one raccoon in the Napier neighborhood, and that was the one that you just got.
Well, and its babies.
And its babies.
Yeah.
But it has a whole bunch of babies, you said.
No,
It only had one with it.
We only ever saw the one.
Where's the rest of the babies, Napier?
Well, we haven't heard anything up there, and...
Since when?
Since we closed up the mesh.
Which was when?
This morning.
So, and then you went to work, right?
Yeah.
So you haven't been home all day.
No, but we were there this afternoon.
Okay.
So, I mean, we were listening, and I was poking at the ceiling. Like, I was tapping it to see if I could hear anything.
Oh, we're getting requests for shout-outs in the chat. Benny is requesting that we shout-out the Hard On podcast. Hard On podcast.
They are also Twitter. Excellent.
I think it's Hard On Pod on Twitter. So, but be sure to check them out. They do this thing where, like, they go down like their entire big long Stitcher list and they like send out that Stitcher thing that says, I listen to, like one after another, after another, after another, after another. Like they listen to like 30 or 40 shows in 30 to 40 minutes, which is pretty impressive.
That is pretty good.
So check out Hard On Pod.
So Napier, are you ever afraid now that this thing scuttled into the sewers that a mutation is possible and you'll get a knock on a door, one of these days? And this raccoon is going to be like, hey, bro, just trying to get back up to my room, you know, let me in.
Yeah, just going to knock on the door and be like, hey, motherfucker, my kids are up there. I need to fucking get up there and
no,
get the kids out.
It had its baby with him. Did he eat all the rest of them? Where are all the babies?
Well, raccoons don't always have a lot of babies.
If there's like 8 or 9 raccoon babies up in their attic, and they're all going to die because their mom can't get to them, I'm going to be really sad.
Well, actually,
raccoons are cute, and I bet baby raccoons are even cuter.
Well, if there are, we'll hear them.
You're upsetting me now.
If there are, we'll hear them. We will be able. They're small enough to where they're not going to do any harm. We can just take.
You're going
to
go up there with like baseball mitts?
No, just like gardening gloves. I mean, you don't.
Hey, Mike, you know what I do when I'm upset?
What's that?
I go ahead and I visit wolfnards.com, also at wolfnards on Twitter.
What is a wolfnards?
Wolfnard eviscerates.
I know you probably just wrote down a bunch of stuff, but give me a synopsis of wolfnards. We need to look this up.
Wolfnards is really on Twitter at wolfnards.
Okay.
He has a website, and I believe that he likes to cover, you know, nostalgia pop culture, some 80s stuff.
A fella followed me on Twitter, or I followed him, or somebody retweeted. I saw it on Twitter.
He looks like a dog. He's got a dog costume.
There's a fella who made an athletic cup that can stop a bullet.
Excellent.
And he put it to the test, and he had it so that like you could shoot him in the dick, and he actually did it. He demonstrated that you could shoot him in the dick and that his dick was fine. And I think that like what you're doing is you're putting your dick in unnecessary harm because you buy a bulletproof cup at like a premium price, and then you feel like you really need to test it. And then so you're having people hit you with stuff in the dick, and you don't need that kind of stress in your life. Regular cups are fine, guys. We don't need bulletproof cups. I think bulletproof cups just encourage us to put our penis in danger. Our penis and balls. However, shout out to the guy who made the bulletproof cup.
Excellent.
Napier, I need to talk about Epic PodQuest.
Okay.
I pulled a clip, actually. They kind of hurt my feelings. And okay. I'm gonna share the clip, and then we're going to talk about it. Because that's what we do. We talk about things on our podcast. And I like Nate with a Y. I like the Epic PodQuest. I listen to it every now.
If you had to guess which one is your favorite
of the Epic PodQuest guys?
Yeah. I think there's only two choices, right?
I've had the most interaction with Nate with a Y, I think. And I like Grant, but I hate his laugh.
How's it go?
Like if they could just edit out Grant's laugh, I think that Epic PodQuest would be a better show.
They have really good equipment, so maybe they could get like a laugh button instead of a cough button.
Yeah, just like, edit out his laugh.
He laughs
a lot too. But no, I'm not shitting on it. I like Epic.
He's a
podcast.
Jovial guy though, that Grant.
He is. He's a nice guy. I like Grant and Nate and the other ones. I like the Epic PodQuest guys. I like their show. I listen to Epic PodQuest at work. Semi-regularly.
I guess is how you heard it.
It sounds like a fake laugh. They said it's a fake laugh. It sounds fake, but I don't think it is. Like, you remember our first co-host, like 100 years ago, I'm referencing somebody, nobody has any idea. Our first co-host, first 20 episodes, he was really self-conscious about his laugh because he thought that his laugh was... Are you doing it now, Travis? Are you fake laughing? I'm going to play the clip, guys. Napier, can you hear the clip? Travis won't be able to hear the clip. Travis, I played you the clip earlier.
I heard the clip.
You heard the clip.
Do it.
Next question from at WFOD Dix.
Wheelbarrow. Whiskey full of dicks. Sorry.
Whiskey full of dicks.
I had some dicks.
Their favorite beverage.
I had some whiskey. I almost said I had some dicks. That's not true.
Shout out, by the way, to Epic PodQuest.
At Epic PodQuest. You know, they do this because they think it lessens us that we do these, right?
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's okay.
Because I love shouting out to
I do, too.
To
I love shouting out to Rokendar and Beardy Leroy and Homegirl Pookie from 636.
What's up?
Yeah. And it's okay, WFOD Dicks. We love you, too.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, sorry, W... F-O dicks.
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Wheelbarrow full of whiskey dicks.
No, they don't like shout-outs on their show, so I feel like they make fun of ours, but that's totally cool, hey, dude. I'm into it.
You're
cool.
So great, we can't remember your name.
We love nothing.
That hurt. See, that hurt.
See, that was rough.
That riff.
And that was on purpose. That's all like, that was intentionally ruffling feathers.
Which are we doing now?
So
I'm confused.
So here's the thing, and there's more to the clip, but we got the gist of it, right? The thing about it is, I don't particularly enjoy in podcasts when they do all the shout out shit and the like I said something to the Red Show. I said something to Tex privately. I just said, you know, hey guys, I listened to your show the other day, and like the first 20 minutes was like you just shouting out the people in the chat and like, you know, throwing out like your little inside jokes with them and stuff. And like for the first 25 minutes of your show, I had no idea what you're talking about. And that's just me as a listener. I'm listening to it and I'm going, I don't get what they're talking about. I don't get it. But like, I don't enjoy them, but I understand their importance.
I enjoy the Red.
No, I'm saying I don't enjoy when people take like a significant amount of time out of their show to like do like a shout-out segment.
And I got shit for like a week and a half for giving a birthday shout-out to Matt.
It was
Chuck
gross. And I don't Lotus I just Cast I don't like it. And today is Matt Leroy's birthday. Shout-out to Matt Leroy. Happy
Beauty
birthday, Matt. But I don't see spending a significant amount of your show giving shout-outs to a couple of individuals as being entertaining. And it's probably an absolute thrill for that listener, like Jay, to hear Nate with a Y call out his name. And so that's why I see the tweet and I respond to it. They send out the, hey, do you want us to give any shout outs this week? And so when I see them tweet that, I say, Jay would love a shout out. And that's why I do it. I'm not making fun of them. I'm not Mr. Podcast. I'm nobody, and I just do what I like. And my preference is, I think spending 10 minutes of your show shouting people out and just before, randomly, like, just like saying, oh, shout out to such and such, shout out to such and such.
Before you finish your point, Mike, real quick, I'd like to give a shout out to the Nerd Rage Renegades. That's at NRDRGE Renegades on Twitter.
And I would like to give a shout out to Howie's Coffee. Howie at the Coffee Shop is our newest show on Strange Label, 10-9 Central on Strange Label on Saturday nights.
Oh, do they do that from a coffee shop?
No, they don't. And there's nobody on the show named Howie. But all I'm saying is do whatever you want, but don't project your shit on me because I didn't say anything about their shout out segment. But if you're going to accuse me of it, then sure, I'll tell you. I think shout outs are a waste of, but I do get it because, and that's a big thing. I guess like, because now, like what we can do, Travis, is because this is the official, we've done 200 of these shows now, Napier, and we've really slacked on the shout outs. And I just feel like we should just have a shout out episode.
We should plan that
to catch up.
Yeah, let's plan an episode where we just shout out all the time.
It's smart because I understand why they do it, because then they can send out the stuff to social media and say, on this episode, the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks shouted out the Out of Lives podcast and Real Stupid podcast. That's R-E-E-L stupid podcast.
Or Johnny Rock of Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny at Neil and Johnny on Twitter.
And the Beer and Moaning podcast and Horseshit and Hand Grenades podcast. See, you have all these, and now I can send out all these tweets and say, hey, we shouted you out. And then they'll go listen so they can hear us say it. And that's how you build a following, right? Because they're going to have to listen to hear what we said about them.
In our defense, we shout out Lisa all the time.
Shout out to Lisa at Starry Spice on Twitter.
And I think the reason we don't do it more is because really the only time anybody's in the chat is when it's Lisa.
Shout out to the Mark Bland. Shout out to Liquid Lozenge. You see? So all I'm saying is, guys, I didn't say anything about your shout outs. I didn't. And you put that on me and you make me sound like a big dickhole
when I didn't even say anything. I send out, respond to your thing. I interact with your goddamn send us. I'm trying to network here.
Nathan, do you ever know, do you ever realize how we get roped in to Mike's shit?
Like, yeah, they from just, all they of this isn't my shit, though! I didn't even say anything!
They never say Mike of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. They just straight out say, that fucking Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks
there was like four people that replied to their tweet about fucking shout-outs, and I was one of them. And I'm a dickhead for replying and trying to interact with our friends.
Real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to at Movie Crit Podcast. They're doing really good things over there. I suggest you listen to it. Go buy a t-shirt at ariescope.com. That's ariescope, ariescope.com.
I had a pleasant conversation with the Can I Finish podcast earlier. They're new to the podcast game. They've just done a couple episodes. So good luck to them, and shout out.
Good luck. I had a new podcast one time. Oh. It lasted 18 episodes. It went 2 years.
Shout out to the Lantern Light Lounge.
It's gone. Podbean shut down.
But no, and I'm not shitting on Epic Podcast. I'm not shitting on The Red. You do whatever. The Red is very successful. They have people in their chat every week, and they just want to acknowledge them and say hi. I'm just saying, when I listen as a listener, and you're spending the first 20 minutes of your show, you know, saying, oh, hey, you know, such and such is in the chat. You know, hey, you got any strawberries? That's a little inside joke between me and such. I have no idea what they're talking about, and it bothers me.
You know what I would do if I was the Red Show? I would definitely shout out the big booty girls who put on the Red Show underwear and post that shit on Twitter. I would shout them out every episode.
Why don't we do that, Travis?
Because nobody listens to our show, and therefore...
Send out some big booty girl underwear with our logo on it.
That's their thing, though. Let's get bras.
Okay.
I'm about a B cup.
I'm probably a... Yeah, I'm probably a B, maybe an A.
That's in the chat. I'm getting support in the chat. People are saying they asked for shout outs. You gave them shout outs. They were mad about it. I gave them shout outs. That's all I did. Anything.
Did you do it condescendingly?
I didn't. I didn't at all. I said, can you shout out my friend at Roascender? However the fuck you say it.
Well, how many times did you send those?
You send at Roascender. Shout out to Roascender. Did you send him his box yet?
No, I'm...
Oh, Jesus Christ,
you didn't
Christ,
give me any
Napier.
Of this information. How am I supposed
You're
to do that?
You're ruining the validity of our show by saying that contest is fake.
Well, how am I supposed to do this when Mike won't give me anything?
You know, Travis, before you were on the show, there was a contest we had where Paul was offering to give somebody a car for an iTunes review. And you know what?
He didn't.
He didn't give away the car. You want to know why?
He didn't have one.
Because all this worked up nut stuff we're doing, we're talking to Epic Podquest and all that, it's all a big waste of time.
We've given out prizes.
Yeah.
That wasn't a waste of time. Travis, I feel like prizes. The people who received those prizes really appreciated them.
Who did we give prizes to?
We gave prizes to that one girl. And then
shout out
one...
to that one girl. And shout out to Brian Kranz.
Brian Kranz, at Citizen Kranz of the Rocktown podcast, author of Assault Rifles and Pedophiles.
Good time to go to break, I think. Guys, thanks for being with us. Shout out to all of you guys.
Real quick shout out, too, to Jay Gordon Levitt Daily. That's a... at J. Gordon Levitt Daily, that's for all of the Joseph Gordon Levitt news.
We've significantly undervalued the power of the shout out.
Mike, when are we going to shout out the true man? When are we going to shout out Jesus?
At shout out to Jesus every day.
They can't see you make the hand gestures.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to,
shout out
Matt Reefer, the
Mr. Who podcast.
Host of the Mr. Who podcast, right?
Yeah.
Reefer's got a Mr. Who podcast?
That's right. Yeah. Shout out to our old co-host, Drunk. We look forward to having him back.
Shout out to Drunk, the co-host of the I Work Nights and Can't Be on the Show Anymore podcast.
Speaking of which, Travis won't be here next week, so...
Oh, yeah.
I think that we might have a fill-in Travis next week.
Tom Glass?
Shout out to whoever might be filling in next week.
Sean White.
Guys, if you have any other shout-outs you'd like for us to get on the show, if you're listening live, be sure to come by the chat at strangelabel.com/listenlive. We will be back in 5 minutes. God bless you.
And God bless America.
The Lord is our Savior.
And deserves at least 2 shout-outs.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch.
Before you go to bed tonight, get on your knees next to your bed, fold your hands, bow your head, and shout out to the Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to StrangeLabel.com. Viva la label.
Hey, Mikey, go to the bathroom.
While the WFOD guys are off making stinky, we'd like to take this opportunity to entice you with an exclusive offer. Are you currently experiencing dissatisfaction with your defecation because you're wasting your time reading Facebook updates about your cousin's latest breakup? Did OP fail to deliver again? Are you experiencing gastrointestinal discontent because these precious porcelain moments are wasting your phone's battery life? Have you recently consumed Americanized Mexican food delivered to you via drive-thru window? We at Rocktown Press feel your pains and have personally handcrafted a solution for your water closet woes that can be discreetly delivered to your front door. New in 2015, Rocktown Press unveils the Taco Bell Survival Pack.
Oh, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, product placement with Taco Bell.
For a mere $39.99 at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, you get not one, not two, but 3 pieces of quality bathroom reading material, enough matches to cover the stink of 1,000 shits, and an emergency.
Guys, quick shout out to Jim Chadman and Shannon Lake of the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast.
How could you forget them?
I'm not forgetting them. I'm giving them a special one in the middle of the break. So, shout out to Not Safe for Water Cooler.
See, roll of toilet paper.
Say, what kind of toilet paper you got back there?
Tupli, my friend, and only the best. But don't jump off the John just yet. Our managers have approved a very special offer for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks listeners. Enter the promo code WFOD at checkout and receive 20% off your order at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com. It's not only good on the Taco Bell Survival Pack, but everything site-wide. So head on over to rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, use the promo code WFOD, save some money, and make your next bathroom break complete with tales of underage drinking, suicide, prescription drug abuse, summer camp, journalism, celebrities, and more suicide.
I'm Charlie! Light on my...
Radio program.
Why, thank you.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. That is a Mengushkod. If you're doing the whole letter thing. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Napier, via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello!
Shout out, of course, to @strange_label, where we are broadcasting live as we speak. shout out to my beer. That's what people do, right? And we don't do that very often. We don't go through the list of like what beers we're drinking.
What are you drinking tonight, Napier?
That's a common podcast practice. It looks like Napier is drinking a large Diet Pepsi.
Oh, shout out to Diet Pepsi.
I am drinking a Curious Traveler Lemon Shandy.
Ooh, very nice.
That sounds god-awful.
It's pretty good.
I bet it's... I love the lemon shandy.
Travis, you got something with a bunch of ice in it over there?
I got something with a bunch of ice. I'm drinking a little Captain Morgan with Diet A&W root beer.
There you go. Say that again.
Captain Morgan with Diet A&W root beer.
He says root. Root beer.
Root beer?
That's funny, right?
I think it's funny when people refer to it as...
It's a regional dialect, I think.
He said root beer. I don't like it.
A little Diet Root beer.
Change your behavior for my benefit.
Okay, will do.
So, there's a lot of Entourage news.
Why?
Did you watch? Nobody here. You didn't watch the Entourage, did you, Travis?
I watched some of the Entourage. I believe I watched an entire season right in the middle, where he was going to be Aquaman. I think
you
I watched
it because you were into the Aquaman thing.
No, that was just a happy surprise where I started watching. I'm like, oh, they're pretending he's going to be in a James Cameron directed Aquaman movie that looks terrible. I watched the whole season.
I saw
a couple of other episodes.
A whole bunch of humorous stories about the Entourage. First of all, nobody took Entourage in the Hollywood Fantasy League. But Entourage,
was that a mistake?
Entourage has a 38% Metacritic right now, which is not very good. Actually, San Andreas would have been finished today had somebody selected. Nobody took San Andreas either, which might have been a mistake. Because
are people ready for disaster porn again?
San Andreas made $98 million, which is pretty good.
That's the power of The Rock.
It had a 43% Metacritic, which isn't very good. So it made 42 points, which is actually 4 more points than the Furnacast's second round pick, Tomorrowland.
I think the San Andreas appeal was the fact that they had those mountains shaking in there. And I don't mean the actual mountains, I mean Alexandra Daddario was in there.
Oh, is she in that?
Perfect boobs. Yeah, she plays his kid, I believe.
Oh, she's great.
She is in a bikini in the pool, I think, when it happens.
As great as she is, she's very talented. The perfect boobs from True Detective. But you know what? The other chick from True Detective, like the chick that Woody Harrelson was banging like 8 episodes later, I think she was even hotter. And I don't think she gets as much credit, but she was a damn fine looking lady too.
Did she do a topless scene?
I think she did an everything scene.
Oh, well then, I guess got a show to watch.
Who did he bang 8 episodes later? I don't remember.
There that gal that was looking at her ass in the mirror, you know, and... Never mind. Anyway, San Andreas probably should have been taken by somebody because it has The Rock in it. I'll watch The Rock do just about anything.
Well, you also, speaking of The Rock, watch him do a remake of Big Trouble in Little China.
I absolutely will.
Me too.
Watch The Rock do anything.
Me too.
If you tell me right now that there is a live feed of The Rock eating spaghetti and meatballs, I will sit here and I will watch the whole goddamn thing. I will watch him eat an entire plate of spaghetti and meatballs. If you put it up for $1.99, I'd probably pay the $1.99 to watch The Rock live stream himself eating spaghetti and meatballs.
There pretty much is that. All you have to do is follow him on Facebook and Instagram, and you can follow his entire life from the minute he wakes up to the minute he goes to bed.
I remembered seeing, and this wasn't planned, I don't have the list anywhere, but I saw on like HuffPost or something, somebody posted a link of like what The Rock eats in a day.
Yeah, it's
like 40 pancakes for breakfast.
It's like everything. The Rock eats like $200 worth of groceries a day.
Well, you see,
has to be The Rock and has to make the money that The Rock makes just to afford the food he consumes.
Well, do you see those dead weights he's doing? He's lifting like 800 pounds on his fucking back.
That guy's a beast. And he's way bigger now than when he was wrestling all the time.
He went through a funny little transition where he came out of wrestling. He was pretty big. He was big in the first handful of movies he did. And then he dropped a shit ton of weight when he did stuff like Be Cool. And then he amped up like hardcore and he's like, fuck this, I'm going balls out. And just got to be like the biggest dude I've ever seen in my life.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to do the research to look it up because I'm doing a podcast with my pals. But if you're listening to me right now, you look up the article about what The Rock eats in a day, and it'll just freak you the fuck out.
Is any of them a waitress?
He just eats like three. He just goes to the pancake place, and then they said, "What can I get for you today?" He goes, "I'm just going to eat you."
And then on a Tuesday, they have a "We're hiring" sign in there, and the guy comes in, the regular customer comes in.
I hope we get you trained in time for The Rock Day.
Like, maybe yeah, he's called The Rock because he only passes one.
But back to the entourage. I had a couple of entourage things. Apparently, there's a Chinese food restaurant that a guy came in there and offered him like a $40 a month to put up this framed picture. And it was going to be like a movie poster or like some kind of advertisement. And they were going to pay him $40 a month to advertise in his restaurant. Well, the guy showed up once. He put an entourage poster in the window, and it had like a lock and key on it so that only he could change what was in there. And then the guy disappeared, never came back again. And so this was like when Entourage was on TV. So this is a while ago by any standards. I don't know what season. I don't think it specified. But apparently this sign has been there for a long time. And this guy has taken like a stand and says, "I'm not going to pay to have this removed. I wasn't even the one that put it there." And so he's been advertising the Entourage TV show on HBO for like 15 years. And people ask him about it. Like, "Hey, why do you have this Entourage poster up?" And he says, "Because fuck that. I'm not taking it down." And it had the name of the restaurant. And I think that one of these days we just need to call them and ask them how much it would cost to take down the sign. And we just need to raise it for them.
Why wouldn't you just smash the glass
and take the poster out?
The poster.
And he doesn't want to clean it up. I think he's just fine with it. I think he's fine with it being there. And it just bothers other people. They come in there and say, "Why are you still advertising Entourage, man?" But I think that's actually kind of a funny trick. You just go into places and you offer them a fee to advertise something for a month. Then you put up the sign and then you just never come back. And you see how long it stays there.
Obviously, this guy, 15 years.
I mean, like, I just go into a Chinese food place and I put up a sign that says, you know, listen to the Lotus Cast Thursday nights on StrangeLabel.com. Shout out to the Lotus Cast. And just leave it there and see how long it stays there. And like, we don't come back and pay them. It just
stays there.
You're
not liable for anything if you never signed a contract.
Right. You just say, "I'm going to come back once a month and change out this sign and give you $40 cash and see if you can get," I mean, what's the worst that they could say? No.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, that is literally the worst that could happen.
That's the worst that could happen. They say, "No, fuck you. Get out of my store." And then you just go to the next place and try again. So. That was Entourage story number one. I thought that was funny. I think that's something that we should think about. Maybe we could just dupe foreign people with tiny restaurants trying to make a living in this country and doing things that they think they're going to be paid monetarily for and then aren't.
Maybe that'll work better than me dropping off a bunch of WFOD outdated business cards at family indoor water park resorts.
and on a $2 thrift store Coolio CDs?
Yes.
That was a poor attempt at viral marketing, I think.
Didn't work?
No, but we keep trying. The new plan is weekly shout-outs.
The aforementioned Lantern Light Lounge podcast that died, do you not remember I had shown you the fact that a year after that podcast was dead, one of the business cards of that I stuffed into a library book was posted on the Facebook Lantern Light Lounge page saying, "Ooh, I'm intrigued." Sorry, buddy, you're about a year too late. That podcast is dead.
Shout out to Rabbit Poundings in the chat. She gave us the Rock Daily Diet. Are you ready?
Yeah.
36 ounces of cod, 12 whole eggs, 2 cups of oatmeal, 12 ounces of sweet potatoes, 4 cups of vegetables, 8 ounces of chicken, 6 cups of white rice, 2 tablespoons of fish oil, 8 ounces of steak, 12 ounces of baked potato, a spinach salad, a salad, and 30 grams of What was that last thing?
Cashew protein.
Cashew protein. So he eats like 7 times a day, and throughout his day, he eats all of that shit. I mean, that's a crazy amount of food.
You think there'd be more red meat in there?
Apparently not. A lot of fish, a lot of chicken. But yeah, so my other entourage story is apparently there's a guy on Funny or Die from the June 5th to June 8th. He nonstop watched Entourage back to back to back with no breaks.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter. That was Jonah Ray also posted that. It's like one of his comedian friends.
The guy's name is Gil Ozeri. So shout out to Gil Ozeri. He did a 3-day nonstop sit on the couch and watch episodes of Entourage while they filmed it and had like a live stream. Now, I mean, if it was The Rock watching Entourage, I'd watch it. But some guy, I don't care. But and then after that, he went and saw the movie. But do you think that like if you just sat there and I mean, like if you watched Entourage, you watched it in like small doses, like maybe. Even if you marathoned it, you maybe at the most watched like 2 or 3 episodes and then, you know, went out for a while and came back and watched a few more and whatever. You wouldn't sit there and watch it for 3 straight days back to back to back to back and like neglect your sleep and all that just to sit and watch Entourage. Do you think that like that would like ingrain in your being and like you'd start picking up some of their like lingo and stuff, like maybe not even know you're doing it, but like all of a sudden start, you know, calling people bro and
saying shit like hug it out.
Yeah, and just start picking up on their mannerisms and start doing things like them. And like if you just listen to them for 3 days solid, how long would it take to just like completely brainwash you into becoming a member of Entourage?
And I'm pretty sure that not even the people that are in Entourage would want to suffer through that much Entourage.
I'd say years. You can't just do that in a sitting and become bro.
You don't think you could like sit there for 72 straight hours and fucking become like ingrained into the Entourage culture?
No, more than likely after about 18 to 20 hours, you've stopped watching it. Like you're just on autopilot. Yeah, you're just it's just colors and sounds. You have no fucking clue. You don't care. Your brain's not processing. You're just sitting.
I remember awake. Our friend Chris was dating a girl who actually he complained that was giving him too many blowjobs. She said, "God, she just won't stop giving me blowjobs." But that's beside the point.
That poor man.
Gal was giving him too many blowjobs and it was upsetting him. But
I hate your friend Chris.
She went away for like a weekend back to like Houston or something. And when she came back, she had a Houston accent just from being gone for 2 days. Like she went home to visit like her grandparents or something. And like it stuck around for like months and months and months and months. And he goes, "You're not from Houston. Stop it."
And she wasn't from Houston?
No. And she just like she had family there. And like she just went there for like a couple of days, and when she came back, she had this accent just from spending a couple of days with her aunt and uncle in such and such. And so I mean, like I guess it can happen, but I guess the Entourage thing would be more of a behavioral thing. I think.
Yeah, you'd have to change your entire manner of speaking.
Yeah, and date rape women and shit.
You have to get a roofie supplier and got
it. It's a whole thing.
Travis, you got some more shout-outs.
Oh, I got one shout-out, Succotash Show, at Succotash Show on Twitter.
I like the Succotash Show, the comedy podcast.
Yeah, of course. And my favorite new podcast, I just was aware of them this week, This Is a Podcast, at @thisisa_podcast. Check out who Big Glenn is or whatever.
This Is a Podcast is the name of the podcast?
Yeah.
That's kind of meta. I like that. I bet there's more than one This Is a Podcast.
I think they talk about Big Buck. Big Buck, I think, made an appearance this week.
Travis, guarantee you there is more than one This Is a Podcast.
That's why they had to use an underscore.
Okay. Okay, so, guys, our presidential election is going on. We can get into that, I guess. There is a problem because Napier didn't vote, And there's a few that I don't, Napier's vote won't sway, but there is one that he could potentially sway. So, I don't have any fancy little drops or anything because, frankly, I didn't know who was going to win. So how could I do that, right? So, Peter Sellers was up against Morgan Freeman. Peter Sellers, of course, from Dr. Strangelove. Morgan Freeman from Deep Impact. The vote between me and Travis was split 1-1. The Twitter vote went to Sellers. The Instagram vote went to Sellers. And the WFODix.com vote went to Sellers. So
Napier, right?
Napier, what do you think? Morgan Freeman, it doesn't matter, but go ahead and vote. Right now, the vote is 4-1, so your vote means literally nothing.
I'm going to go Tom Beck, Deep Impact, Morgan Freeman.
Okay, so the final vote on that was 4-2. Peter Sellers moves on. With James Garner and Bill Pullman, it was 2-0 between me and Travis.
I can't believe Morgan Freeman is not moving on.
That's a bit of a upset.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, and it wasn't even close, really. The Twitter vote was a wash. The Instagram vote was for Bill Pullman. The WFODix.com vote was for Bill Pullman. So right now it is 4-0 Bill Pullman. Napier, what say you?
I'm going to go Bill Pullman.
Okay, so 5-0 Bill Pullman wins. India was very, very passionate for James Garner, but on Instagram, apparently everybody else was passionate about Bill Pullman, and on Twitter it was a wash because he voted for him on one, and one other person voted for Bill Pullman, so Bill Pullman moves on. That's not a surprise, I don't think. So this one, this is the big one. This is the one that Napier can sway. Gene Hackman versus Michael Douglas. Ooh. Now, I wouldn't think this one would be much of a competition. I would say that Michael Douglas is the favorite to win this. Right now, it is 2-0. Me and Travis both went Michael Douglas. On Instagram, Gene Hackman. On WFODix.com, Gene Hackman has a 4-0 edge. So it is tied 2-2 between Michael Douglas from American President and Alan Rickman, who in the first 5 minutes strangles a broad and kills her. So, but Napier, it's up to you. What do you think? Do you go Michael Douglas or do you go Gene Hackman?
I gotta go Gene Hackman.
Napier goes Gene. And you know what's funny, Travis? I think when we started this, I asked Napier who the best president was in a movie, and he said Michael Douglas. But he's going
to Gene. I said Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Camacho.
Well, yeah, he's going to win. That's a given. But we're still going to do it anyway, right? We got to go through the motions. We started it. Okay, so Gene Hackman moves on. Michael Douglas is eliminated. A couple of big upsets in the WFO Dix Cinematic Presidential SmackDown Challenge. And the last one, Stephen Colbert versus Kevin Kline. 2-0, me and Travis both went Kevin Kline. Twitter went Colbert. Instagram was a wash. And WFODix.com went Kevin Kline. So it's 3-1. Kevin Kline right now. Napier, what say you?
Stephen Colbert.
Okay, so 3-2. Doesn't matter, but Kevin Kline moves on. Stephen Colbert, unfortunately. And I would like to make a correction from last week. We said Stephen Colbert is from Canada. Apparently that's not true. And Brian Kranz. Shout out to Brian Kranz and Stephen Colbert.
Oh, you didn't show me Lisa wanted Gene Hackman. I would have voted for him just on that.
You did.
Well, I didn't see that, so, but if she would have...
Okay, so say you did it for Lisa.
Lisa, we did it.
Shout out
to Lisa, @StarrySpice on Twitter. So, I saw a story about a guy who paid a psychic $713,000 because he was in love with a gal who didn't love him back. And he thought this psychic was going to turn things in his favor. And so she kept asking him for, like, gifts. Like, he bought her a ring. He bought her a bunch of gold. He bought her all these extravagant things. He lost his house. He lost his car. He has $30,000 in credit card debt. And suddenly something clicks in him. I guess after he wrote the last check to become $713,000 poorer, he says to himself, "You know what? I think this is a bunch of hooey."
You know, which is the it's more nefarious than you're saying, because he went to her on an off. It wasn't even about her. It was about he just wanted to talk to a psychic. He said, "Oh, also, there's this gal that I was completely in love with, and I feel like she wasn't in love with me." And the psychic was like, "No, she is in love with you. There are evil entities that are keeping you apart." It wasn't just him saying, "She's not in love with me. Make her in love with me." She said, "No, she is in love with you. Let me help. I can break down those walls."
But it's a bunch of hooey, Travis.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
It's all hooey. And he's a fucking sucker. And he could have bought a lot of love with $700,000.
You could have known it was bullshit by the name of the sign of the business when it said psychic. Of course it was bullshit. They said they were a psychic.
So it's right outside like a subway station. There's a neon sign that says psychics. Hey, she bought a neon sign. That seems pretty legit. You don't just buy neon signs willy-nilly.
No, I don't think that's neon. That's just like plastered on.
No, look on the window. That's a neon sign that says psychic, homie.
Oh, that little one? That tiny little one?
Well, it doesn't have to be big. It just has to be neon.
I guess so.
So, gal dupes this guy out of $713,000, and he finally says, "You know what? I think this might be bullshit."
No. He
goes to the police and tells them, "This lady, she duped me." But did she dupe him to a point where, like, he can do it? I mean, she's out there running her silly psychic business. It's a novelty. It's goofy.
Does she
say? I would say if a guy is smart enough to earn $713,000 in this world,
that's a lot of fucking money, man.
He should be responsible for what he spends it on. And you can't just go back later and say, "This gal never fell in love with me. You fucked me."
Yeah, you can.
I don't think you can. I think that they should just say, "Up, you shouldn't have given it to her." I mean, like, she didn't steal the money from him. She told him she was going to oogie boogie some spirits away.
Did she?
And he fell for it.
Okay, did she oogie boogie some spirits away?
Who knows? Is there any way to prove that, Napier?
Maybe she didn't.
Can she prove that she oogie boogie the spirits?
Can you prove she didn't oogie boogie the spirits away?
Maybe the
no, you don't have to.
I mean, you can certainly say, well, logically, spirits don't exist
here.
I guess in their world, there's spirits that got oogie boogied away.
Hey, let me say, spirits do exist, and I drink them every Monday night while we're recording WFOD.
See? That's a man right there.
Shout out to at Power Rangers Pod, breaking down every Power Rangers episode.
Is there a Power Rangers Pod, or did you just make
that
up?
Of course they are.
I love that.
Travis,
book the Power Rangers Pod on the show. So
they haven't been present on Twitter since May of last year.
Damn it. You think they ran out of Power Rangers episodes?
they're still filming.
Do you think a Power Rangers podcast would be successful? Do you think
coming back, I would imagine, once the reboot movie comes out this next year.
Do you think that, like if we started a Power Rangers podcast, we just every week we listen to them, or maybe just make it like a sub thing of our show. Just like at some point we're like, "Hey, we're talking Power Rangers."
But WFOD presents Power Rangers episode 101.
I don't think Power Rangers has ever gone off the air.
No, it's still on.
Yeah, it's still running.
Don't you think
Dino Zords or some shit?
Couldn't we just like if we were really bored and we weren't making a podcast anymore, couldn't we just make our own Power Rangers? Like, but didn't they just take the Japanese Power Rangers fight stuff and then like put their own little hangouts in the Max or whatever the Max alternative is? And I like the actors in the fight stuff with the suits on, that was from a different show.
No, certain seasons did that. Like the first handful of seasons, it was all the Japanese fight shit, and then they just Americanized the chit-chat. But after it got popular here, they actually did start recording the actual fight stuff here.
I'm saying we could do that. We just make our own Power Rangers. Let's crowdfund that.
All right.
WFO Dix presents Power Rangers Ultra Next 5Z3.
Zords.
So, shout out to Power Rangers Pod. What was I talking about?
You're talking about this broad that scammed this dude out of like $700,000.
I think that if this is a legitimate thing,
yes.
I mean, obviously it's all bullshit, but there's people out there that will pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
There are plenty of people that are totally into psychics and will spend a lot of money talking to them.
Napier.
Yes.
What if we just go into the business of telling people's fortunes?
No, I'm not a shithead. I can't steal people's money like that.
Why not?
Because I'm not a dishonest shithead.
What if we do it free for a while?
No.
And we ease people's minds and we make them think, "Oh, this is legit." And we just tell them all we're really doing, Napier, is we're easing people's minds and
for
making
money.
Them think that whatever the spirits out there that were bothering them are going away.
For money.
Well, all you have to do later is send us money. I think it's about $10 an episode. We'll give you 3 minutes at the end of every episode to chase your spirits away.
We'll ease their minds. We'll do it free for a while, Napier. I'm suggesting we do it on the podcast. There's so much negativity out there, Napier. We're getting yelled at by Epic PodQuest.
Well, yelled at.
We're getting a reputation as
you're being, getting a reputation
being these negative jerk-offs that everything. I try to do something nice, they just think I'm a jerk-off, Napier. We need to give
no,
back.
No, they think we're a jerk-off
we're
for you doing it.
We're providing a service.
For free.
For free. For now.
For now.
Until we prove our worth, Madame Hulse will now take your calls. If you have any negativity you want washed away, any spirits that are haunting you, if there's a force blocking your success, we ask that you call 636-487-HAND and let Madame Hulse wash them away.
Hello, I am Madame Hulse. And I want to be your spirit guide to the other side. Do you have a problem in a relationship? Would you like to talk to somebody that has recently departed? I would like to help you on your spiritual journey.
My friend Napier, he has a problem with raccoons.
Not anymore,
Madame Hulse. Can you do anything about raccoons?
I think what the main thing is that we need to do is we need to get in touch with the raccoon's inner spirit. We are all living on the same plane of existence.
No, they live in the plane above my existence.
So therefore you are commingled in your domicile. And you need to learn how to work out your problems together.
Peacefully.
Very peacefully.
It was very peacefully with a
Namaste,
baseball.
Motherfucker!
Well, I peacefully got them away from my house with a baseball bat.
Oh, do you feel something, Madame Hulse?
I am receiving something.
Oh, boy. This is exciting!
I'm receiving something from the other side of the sewer grate. Please, please, Napier, let me up. I want to be reunited with my child.
See, I knew it! I knew that there was children up there!
Safety! I fear for his
Napier,
safety.
They're gonna die by themselves! Napier, let that raccoon back into your attic. He has to get his babies!
Madame Hulse said it!
I feel like this is all that I can do for the week for Napier.
Oh.
I feel like you need to look into yourself and talk to the spirit of the raccoon on the astral plane. Meditate tonight. You'll know what to do.
Namaste. Namaste. Madame Hulse.
Amen.
If you have any questions that you need help with, if there's anything that Madame Hulse can do to get you out of this funk you're in, if you have like spirits that you feel are holding you back, this is the way out.
Shout out to Jim Carrey News at Jim Carrey _ live on Twitter.
Did Jim Carrey News just follow you like just now?
No.
Oh.
Couple weeks ago.
Oh.
I suggest chasing all of your spirits with delicious Diet Coke.
Shout out to Diet Coke.
Do you feel like we've done some good?
No, we haven't done
anything. I feel like all that we do is do good, you know?
We will never do anybody any service ever. There is no good that will come from any of us. We will all die pissants and shitheads.
Shout out to the Dan Wakes Up Screaming podcast. That's a real thing. And the Rocking Comedy Show.
The Rocking Comedy Show is a great show.
Shout out to Troma Entertainment, who is right now kickstarting Return to Nukem High Part 2. They could use your support to finish Return to Nukem High Part 2. Plenty of gore and violence, cheesy special effects, and everything you come to expect from Troma. You can be part of that with great rewards and incentives.
Oh, what was that band that Matt from the Lotus Cast sent me? I liked them. I want to shout them out before we go away. What was the name of that band? It was, what was it?
I will not give Troma 1 cent of my money until they bring out a new Toxic Avenger.
That's not a shout out.
Yeah, Napier. Yeah, I think you've been seriously lacking in the shout-out department.
That's because I like nobody.
That's not true. You're a very pleasant individual. You have a lot of love in your heart.
Yeah, and like Anchor said, shout-out to Anchor and Travis's Selfie podcast, based on the hit show Selfie, starring Karen Gillan on ABC, that got canceled after, like, 14 episodes.
The Quiet Hollers. They're going to be on the Lotus Cast in a couple of weeks. They're doing a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo right now to fund their second album. I enjoy their music. I listened to it earlier. Shout out to the Quiet Hollers.
Shout out to Sugar Cookie, Harriet Sugar Cookie, the cam girl that Lotus Cast had on. I like the Asian schoolgirl thing.
You know what bothers me about the Harriet
Sugar
Cookie?
Oh, shout out to Dan, Mike, and Mike podcast.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Seven Hells podcast, the best Game of Thrones podcast there is.
Shout out to Following Films Pod at Following_Films on Twitter.
Shout out to the Zombie Atheist. Shout out to Sonic Blasphemy. By the way, I didn't say this. Scrub from Sonic Blasphemy is the one who provided the guitar sound that I used in the presidential things, so thanks to him, and shout out, yeah, Travis.
Shout out to Team Angry and the Angry Geeks show on, follow him on Facebook.
Shout out to Radio Fubar, the show, Frank and Matt, shout out.
Shout out to Ad Mr. Producer. 2 on Twitter.
Shout out to the Chris Break Show.
Shout out to
Stamps.com, promo code WTF.
Shout out to Game On Girl.
Shout out to Game On. Shout out to Nerdgasm.
Shout out
Uniformed Opinions.
And shout out to Jim, Bill, and Todd Show.
Shout out to the Mallard Report.
Shout out to Nerdist. Chris Hardwick is an underperforming podcast that we should shout out.
Shout out to comedian Kurt Metzger, who was on W2F last
week. Did you listen to it? It was very good.
I haven't, no, but Kurt Metzger was on our show.
So. Yeah, he was on our show. He was busy watching Better Call Saul. In his defense, podcast, he gets into it a little harder.
Shout out to Johnny English's vape show on YouTube. That's what Anchor just put in the chat. It's a show about vaping.
Shout out to the Kyle and Mark pod.
Shout out.
Shout out to the Dixie Chicks if they're around.
Is the Dixie Chicks still a thing?
I think so.
Shout out to all the individual members of the Dixie Chicks.
Shout out to Hootie and his blowfish.
Shout out to That's My Mama.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Well, again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
Before we go, I would like to shout out the greatest shirt cleaner ever made. Also, shout out to Charmin Bathroom Tissue. We would also like to shout out Kleenex for all of the hard work that you help us do.
And shout out to Nate with a Y for reminding us that I take criticism seriously. And
so much so that he'll base an entire episode around it.
That's right. We've been severely lacking in our shout outs, and that's going to change.
We call him the Nate with a Y, capital
shout
T.
Shout out to Nate with a Y.